Intervju Radija Študent.
Torej, lep pozdrav vsem poslušalcem frekvence 89,3 Radio Študent je tole Ereš intervju. V studiu gostimo Johna Wrighta iz zasedbe Hanson Brothers, morda jih boljše poznamo tudi zasedbe No Mean Snow. V nekoliko bolj zabavni izvedbi danes večer v Orto klubu. John, welcome at Radio Student.
Thank you.
Give Me Anything was the first song we are listening to, so tell us, what will you give us tonight?
Anything and everything.
Anything and everything.
All you're going to want to know about the fine sport of men, that is ice hockey.
Yeah, the story with ice hockey. Hanson Brothers is actually there. This is a part of a film, a very kind of...
Yes, it's a well, of course, one of the greatest movies ever made. With the late, the great Paul Newman as coach player, Reg Dunlop of the Charleston Chiefs. And this is a movie that was made in, I think, 1976 it was released. And it really captured hockey in that era. It's about a minor league hockey team, and it's an amazingly funny and great movie. But it has three characters in it, the Hanson brothers, who are brought onto the team as the new goons of the team. And, of course, mayhem and calamity prevail as the team makes its way to the top of the league by punching its way to the top of the league. It's a very funny movie, and it's a bit of a Canadian... Even though it's actually written and made by Americans, Canadians totally understand this movie. And...
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask. What's this obsession with hockey? Is it only because you're a Canadian?
Well, I don't know. Hockey is very big in one place, and that's Canada.
I mean, I saw your page. It's all about hockey.
Yes, of course. Well, what would it be about anything else?
I don't know. It could be about women. Or
women.
About,
oh, wow. Yeah.
You know. I don't know.
Those are the other sites, you know, the strange ones that give you bad pop-ups and stuff.
It's very strange to see someone who's playing in such a serious band like, for example, No Mean Snow, which are very social, critical and all that stuff, and then you have this band, 1, 2, 3, 4, and
well,
all the fun in the world.
Where do you think we all came from? That's the Ramones, of course. It's the Hanson Brothers. It's exactly that. When we were playing No Mean Snow in the, in the early 80s and writing, you know, lots of sort of heavy, long songs, the music we were listening to is like, you know, the Ramones and the Buzzcocks and the Rosillos and all these bands, the late 70s punk rock bands, and of course, or Black Flag and the Descendants and, you know, Husker Du, Minutemen, all these bands. And we were like, it was just sort of like, oh, let's write a bunch of songs like the Ramones just for fun. And well, it started out actually as we used to do on occasion a Ramones show, and I would sing, we'd get a drummer, and we would play It's Alive, and we did it four or five times.
First, you were making covers, actually.
It was just the Ramones. It was like a fun, just for a dance, for a party in our town, right? And I would sing, we'd get a drummer, and we would do It's Alive. And then it was not something that was preconceived. We ended up writing about seven songs that were just sort of like Ramon songs for fun. And then how it became the Hanson Brothers, I think, was simply because, well, if we're going to do sort of a brothers concept, that would be the most logical, to be Hockey Brothers. I don't know. Anyway, that's how
sort of funny side.
Yeah, it was because it was not serious. It was just for fun, and the songs were just being stupid. And it took on a bit of a life of its own unexpectedly.
Is there space for serious music nowadays? It's losing.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think there's plenty of room for serious music. But even no means no. It's like if we're not having fun, then the music loses its. I mean, the spirit of music, to me, is not not to be, oblivious or... Well, I mean, to be certain amounts of oblivion are required for good rock and roll. And obviously, No Means No deals with more serious ideas or more complicated ideas. But serious is... We're having fun, and our shows are there, even a No Means No show... People should have smiles on their faces and have a good time. And the Hanson Brothers is our chance to, you know, let our hair down.
Why does the Hanson Brother have a different drummer?
Because I sing.
Yeah, but you also can sing.
No.
The
I'm the lead singer.
This brings it back
to the girls, we were talking about earlier. See, the drummers don't get any of the girls, but the lead singers, this is my chance.
Any success?
My chance to shine.
Any success?
No. It hasn't worked out at all, really.
24 years and no success. But the lineup had quite a few changes in all the history.
Well, the drummers.
Brothers, yeah.
The drummers. Yes, we go through the drummers.
You have a new one, I heard.
It's like Spinal Tap, you know, when the drummers kept exploding.
So why? Are you such a fascist or what?
No, yeah, well, you know, you have to pick out one person in the band to abuse, so...
So they can't handle it.
No, the stress. We have a young gentleman from San Francisco playing drums with us tonight.
Ernie Hawkins.
Not Ernie, no. Ernie is...
Oh, so you have another one
yes,
already?
Yes, we have a new one, yes.
Oh, my God. I can't even follow that.
Mikey Hanson will be pounding the traps tonight.
So what happened to Ernie?
Dismemberment. And that's as far as I can go, really.
Didn't come along quite well, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, you have a new album. I suggest that we hear another song from it first, and then we can say a few words about it, okay?
Sure, the live album.
No emotion. There are sure some emotions in it.
Yeah, well...
No motion.
Okay, the new album, you released it this year, yeah?
Yeah, it just came out in September.
Mm-hmm. So,
and it's it was a show we recorded in a small town in Canada, Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
Canada, that's Western Canada, Coaldale, Alberta, at a bar called Good Old Boys. Could not think of a better place to record a live Hanson Brothers album.
and just like in a manner of of real punk rock like Ramones, you have a lot of songs on it, I saw.
Yeah, I guess there's about 25 songs, 24 songs.
How long did you make that album? Because pretty much you didn't release anything since 2003, I think.
No. We had this album recorded, and the Ramones released three studio albums and then a live album. So we finished our three studio albums, and now this is our live album.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's one more studio album to come.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I don't know.
Is there already something prepared?
No, there's nothing prepared. No.
Nothing.
Well, I want to write a song called Beer Crime. That's as far as I've gotten.
But at this moment, it seems that Hanson Brother is getting more the major band than No Means No.
No,
is correct.
Well, I wouldn't think so.
Well,
I don't know.
You have a lot of touring on the list.
Yeah, well, you know, we put the record out, so we should do some shows for it. And next spring, of course, when the hockey playoffs begin, then we'll do our Canadian tour, because that's when the country is getting crazy about hockey.
So still, it's all about hockey.
Well, yeah, sort of. Not here, though, because no one knows anything about hockey. Like I say, hockey is big in one place, and that's Canada. Not even Russia or Sweden, that's Czech, it's Germany. Although we have a really good new Danish player on our team, the Vancouver Canucks. A young man, Yannick Hansen, is playing.
For which one are you a fan of?
Vancouver Canucks, yeah.
Are they
That's
good?
Our team.
I don't have a clue about hockey,
yeah,
I have to admit.
They've never won a championship, ever.
Mm.
So, but yeah, whatever.
How does a man feel playing punk rock at your age?
At my age?
Yeah.
At my young... Well, you know, as No Means No said, old,
I mean, you know,
old is the new young.
I remember,
you know?
No Means No were calling us kids 10 years ago, so basically what are we now?
Grandchildren? I don't know.
It's still the same feeling. It's just still...
Oh, yeah. It's too much fun to quit. So.
And also this 1-2-3 thing.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. That's even funner. You know, it's... I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question, except that it is still loads of fun, and people still come to the shows and enjoy themselves, so I see no reason...
Yeah,
barring a heart attack.
How are the reactions nowadays? It's 2008. People are still buying this stuff.
Yeah, they're still jumping around like
all
crazy.
Around the world.
You know, when my son is listening to stuff that is, you know... Well, put it this way. When we were listening to punk rock, when I started getting into alternative music at the time it was coming out in the end of the 70s, early 80s, the thought of listening to something that was recorded 30 years previous would never have even dawned on me. Now, that's what kids listen to, things that were recorded 30 years ago,
mm-hmm.
That's what's cool. You know, I mean, there's new stuff out too, but like listening to this kind of rock and roll, it is now 30 years old, but still as vibrant now as it was then for young people, because the music is intrinsically vibrant. There's life there, which is devoid in most modern rock, and all the modern rock of that era too. It was all crap, right? I mean, all commercial rock and roll is just pretty much garbage. So when you have something that is so alive and real, and this is proof. This is proof that this music was alive and very real and still remains that way.
You have a lot of experiences on tour. On your opinion, which part of the world do you like most? Like, where is this thing where they really rock?
Where do I find the life in there?
Yeah, which part do you prefer? Where do you play? Where do you love to play?
Oh, I love to play in any concert hall anywhere in the world where you have a crowd of people who are there for one reason, and that's to enjoy themselves and to rub their sweaty bodies against each other and drink a lot of beer and scream and shout and have a good time.
And that's happening all over the world.
Yeah,
So I will.
Generally speaking,
I'll ask it differently. Is there a part where you don't? Is there a some place where you don't like to play?
Oh,
where
no.
You have really bad experience or something.
Really bad experience.
Go back again.
Oh. Didn't have a great experience in Gulfport, Mississippi.
Gulfport, Mississippi.
Probably won't be going back there anytime soon.
Why not? What happened?
Oh, it was just. Well, I don't know. It was so long ago. Just a stupid show in a stupid place in a stupid town.
Boring people.
Oh, well, I don't know. They were all kids. I was a kid. It was a long time ago. But, no, I wouldn't say there's any particular one place I would never want to go back to. There are certain situations you want to avoid, you know, like you don't want to play in clubs that are controlled by the mafia, for instance. You don't want to... I don't want to play in front of crowds that are violent. You know, like, we used to play in San Diego. It was always fucking fights all the time, and it just becomes annoying when there's fights. And I remember once we played in Milano, and, like, you know, all these people from Torino showed up. There was a ginormous friggin' brawl in front of us, and that's no fun. I don't like to return to those situations, but... Not there's no particular spot on the planet that I would not like to go back to.
Tell me, after such a long time playing with Rob and Tom, how do you get along?
Pretty good. I mean, he's my brother, and Tom, as I've known for so long now, that the thing is, we always have had essentially the exact same attitude to what we're doing. You know, when you have a band that is four people with four different ideas about what the band is, what it's doing, and where it's going, well, you know, it's going to be drawn and quartered, you know?
Mm.
But we all knew right straight from the top that we weren't going to be a major band. We weren't going to go and find a major record contract. This is what we were doing. And so there was not the pressure within the band to live up to expectations from a commercial standpoint. There was no contractual obligations that were... disruptive, you know? So because we all had the same idea that, of course, you argue and you get, you know, you have disagreements and, you know, different likes and dislikes, but generally all of us enjoy playing and doing what we're doing. We all have the same basic idea of why we're doing it. And so the rest is just, you know, any relationship you work on and stays good.
Is there any music that is turning you on nowadays? Some modern things? Or are you sticking with the old stuff and not finding anything interesting?
I hear things. The problem is I don't collect music. I don't go shopping for music. I don't...
You do music. You don't
I
listen
do
to music.
Music. I listen to music that is put on by other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't really answer that question. From a sort of music lover's point of view. For instance, my brother, who's sort of more into finding music and listening to it, is now listening to almost all just electronic music.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much techno, a little bit of techno, but just like crazy, like Venetian snares, and it's the one on top of my head that I can think of, mm-hmm. and several artists from Montreal that are doing these very crazy electronic things. And I don't pursue music in that way. Mm-hmm. I enjoy playing it and writing and performing it, and I like to listen to it, and I have a very open mind about it. Mm-hmm. And my inspiration basically just comes from watching bands play and listening to what other people listen to and just what's going on in my life and that sort of thing.
Cool. Is there any hierarchy inside of Handsome Brothers, or maybe also in No Means No? Is someone more important than the other, or is it a collective?
It's pretty much a collective.
A team?
I mean, yeah, it's a team. My brother, Robert, of course, writes the majority of the No Means No songs, and he is the focus, the general focus of the audience as the lead singer.
He gets all the girls.
He gets all the girls.
Yeah.
And but we won't tell his wife that. Hopefully she hasn't got this tuned in on her satellite radio. No, in the Hanson Brothers, I generally did, I think I think the majority of the writing, but we all, you know, participate in what we're doing. And No Means No is the final sound is really the collective sound of all of us working on songs. So no, there's no real someone who's making all the decisions. We have to agree on what we're going to do.
And probably also the Hanson Brothers, which are even more fun, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Hanson Brothers comes around once every 5 years. So.
Where do you get the idea? I mean, so many chicks and songs about beer and hockey.
Oh, well, these are deep wells of inspiration that we can tap for years.
Deep thoughts
to come.
Inside.
Deep thoughts.
From the heart.
Yes,
from the bottom
exactly.
of the heart.
From the bottom of a bottle.
Or the stomach, yeah.
Yeah, or somewhere below the waistline.
Okay, I hope that we will have a great gig tonight.
It will be a great gig, and whoever's not there, of course, will say they were there. I mean, you know, but there will be 200 people there, and 400 people will say they were there, because that's how good it's going to be.
I hope I will hold you on that word. Yeah? Torej, dragi poslušalci, ne, počasi moramo zaključiti, ne, ker nas čas pač priganja. Še enkrat ste povabljeni, da se udeležite koncerta Hanson Brothers, ki se bo zgodil danes v Ortu klubu. In sicer je tako, ne, da ne hoditi pred deveto, ker je Ortu klub zaprt, ne, to so mi povedali. Sicer lahko pridete baje po rezervirane karte že nekoliko prej. Ob pol desetih se začne vse skupaj z Crazed Farmers in potem nadaljuje kje ob pol enajstih. Sprav povedal Buba, ne, sem ne, pol enajstih. Se nadaljuje s Hanson Brothers, sicer pa 15 evrov vas bo tole stalo. Z mano bil John Wright, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I really enjoyed in this interview.
Thank you. Thanks
it's nice
for
to see
me.
That, you know, I always say when I talk about, when I have No Means No, you know, on the playlist, I always say, this is like a home band. Played so many times in Slovenia.
So many times. In fact, driving in, it's like, there's the petrol station, the first place we stopped in Ljubljana in 1988, trying to find out where
you
we were.
You probably even
it's
recognize,
still there.
You probably even recognize faces on the stage. You
know? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this one, yeah. He used to be younger.
Yeah, we'll see a few familiar faces tonight.
Okay, see you tonight. Thank you for being with us. I was Arnie.
Intervju Radija Študent.